He wasn't close to his father either, though later, when he was in college, his parents divorced and he became a bit closer with his father. But he recalls his father's meanness too, and how he regarded his son as ugly and stupid. In short, he had a pretty miserable childhood. He says, "My childhood and boyhood were miserably unhappy. In retrospect, it seems so dark and sad a period that I wonder how I accepted it so unquestioningly. I can find no single glimpse of happiness in all my memories." How sad is that? And ironic that this is the theorist who gave us self-actualization and peak experiences. Maslow did have a peak experience, or a moment of intense happiness in his life. That's when his cousin pushed him into his other cousin, Bertha, whom he'd been in love with for years. And, to Maslow's surprise, she kissed him back. He wound up marrying Bertha. They remained happily married until his death. This experience with Bertha was the first good thing in Maslow's life. Before that, he had already dropped out of college twice. Once when he was studying law to appease his father. He also enrolled in medical school at one point, and he found, like law, the study of medicine to be cold and uninspiring. He finally wound up studying psychology at the University of Wisconsin, where he became the first doctoral student of Harry Harlow. You might remember Harlow's work with monkeys from your introduction to psychology class. Then he moved to Columbia as a fellow and worked there with E.L. Thorndike. Again, this name should be familiar, or will be when we get to the Skinner module. While there, Thorndike tested Maslow's IQ and found that he scored a 195, which, if you don't know, is off the charts high. So clearly, at the time, Maslow was not living up to his potential. His first teaching position was at Brooklyn College. He met Horney, Fromm, and Adler while living in New York. At age 36, he suffered a strange illness that left him very weak and caused him to leave his position. It turns out it was a heart attack. He later was department chair at Brandeis, and that's where he began his crusade for humanistic psychology. He died at age 62 from another heart attack while jogging.